everybody. Welcome back to a brand new episode of your favorite podcast, All Gas, No Trash. My name is Josh. I'm here today with our good buddy, Adam.
Yes, greetings.
And as per usual, this is the No Curse Minute, sponsored by our corporate overlords, Game Rage Magazine, throwing us pizza parties for doing such a great job.
Pretzel pizzas.
We gave them the numbers, and they threw us a pretzel pizza party. And I don't want people to think that this is, you know, any pizza pretzel party. We got an entire large pretzel pizza.
Yeah, it wasn't divvied up slices of pizza. You know, like you, one slice is turned into five slices.
Yeah, yeah.
You get a sliver.
Yeah, no, this was a full large pizza. I mean, it was delicious, but the gesture was kind of bullshit. But anyways, all right, the No Curse Minute's done. So this episode is, this is like a prologue, as Adam said, Adam called it, to us going to the Clarion live show this coming Friday. And it's going to be at the, where was it, the DBZ bookstore
stage? Dude, I have no idea what it's called.
I don't know, but it's
it's some type of manga comic book shop.
Yeah,
I don't fucking know, bookstore.
I've been in there. It's all right. I mean, I'm going to go in there and see if maybe they want to hook us up with some deals and be like, hey, listen, I'll show my Game Rage magazine card. And maybe they'll be like,
who the fuck are you guys? Get the fuck out of my store.
I'll be like, hey, man, you guys carry our magazine. You think we can get a discount? Just see what they say. I don't know.
You're fucking worse than Jehovah's Witnesses.
Probably. But anyways, as per the last episode we did talking about Clarion, I wasn't so hot on them, right?
Per our last email.
Per our previous conversation. So I decided that Adam said he's going to go check them out. And I said, cool, I'm going to go with you. So we're going to go together. And I am curious to see how they perform live. And I'm going to go in again with another blank slate. And I'm going to give them a shot. I'm going to give them a shot to impress me. And to, you know, not play the shit they've already got out. Play me some new shit.
I don't think you're going to be surprised.
You don't think so? You don't think they're going to play some new shit? They're just going to play the hits?
I think they're. I think you'll probably get half of what they've already been playing, uh-huh. Which is probably their EP, and then their other half is probably going to be another set of whatever.
Of new stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then that's all I want to hear. I want to hear the new stuff. I want to hear some new flavors I haven't heard before.
I just don't think... I'm not of the belief that your opinion will change because I don't even know if you like this music to begin with, which is probably,
yeah, probably right.
It's probably clear. You made clear last episode, but whether you like it or not, it's irrelevant because not to say that your opinion doesn't matter, but to say that I think Clarion's going to have a impact on music here locally. I think they have an audience, and I think it's a big one. And
yeah.
I think I enjoy their music. I enjoy their music, and I think a lot of other people are going to enjoy it. I just want to see it for myself of how big it is. I know it's strange that it's happening in a bookstore, but I have a feeling that thing's going to sell out.
Yeah, I mean, if it hasn't already. I mean, yeah. We bought our tickets, whatever, last week, so... I mean, there were still obviously tickets available last week, but I mean, shit, I don't know when they announced this or whatever, how long tickets had been on sale at that point. But yeah, I imagine it's probably going to be sold out because I do, regardless of my own personal opinion about the music, I do agree with you. I do think it's going to go somewhere. I think there is an audience for this. I think these like Zoomer kids fucking are going to love this shit. And I don't see them failing. I think they're going to do well. And let's just see what the energy's like. I'm very curious to see what the energy is going to be like at a live show of theirs. I'm just curious to see. That'll be another indicator to me as to whether or not, A, I think they're going to continue to be successful, or B, maybe I'm going to dial that back a little bit and think they got some things to work on. I don't know. Either way, I'm excited to go. There's some other bands playing. I don't even know who the fuck they are. And quite frankly, I don't even fucking care.
Yeah, I'm.
We're really only going to see Clarion. That's it. We're only going just to see them. Yeah. And granted, hey, maybe if we end up sticking around, or I don't know if Clarion's going on first or if what, no, I don't know what order they're going to be in. I don't know who's headlining. I don't know any of that shit. I just know they're on the bill. That's who we're going to see. Maybe we'll see some interesting shit prior to them going on stage. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe we'll meet some interesting characters. If you're a listener of ours, go ahead and say what's up. Say what's up to us if you're there.
No, don't. I want to go there incognito because nobody knows who we are.
You're right. So that's why I'm saying that. No one knows what the fuck we look like. So they're not going to know anyways.
Yeah, I would love to just show up there, get out, leave, because I want to talk about this.
Interesting marketing tactic. We just tell them we're going to be there, which we are. So they'll have to go up to everybody and go, hey, are you guys from All Gas, No Trash? And they'll just ask random people. And if they ask us, we'll be like, nah, I don't know what you're talking about. And then they'll have to keep continuing asking people. And then everybody will go like, what the fuck's this All Gas, No Trash shit? And they'll look it up and they'll listen. And you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I mean, it'll be way funner to wait. I don't want to say what I'm going to do because then they'll know.
Yeah, that's true. Then they'll know. Well, they'll know after the fact.
Well, yeah.
So,
well, fuck it.
This is just the prologue.
I'll just say it. I am going to record their set because I typically do when it comes to bands that I haven't seen perform live.
Yeah.
And I got to keep it in my personal archives.
Well, yeah. And as we noticed with the Jelly Haha, I mean.
Yeah. So I got to see what it's like. And of course, I'm sure as soon as I post it, they'll see that like, oh, wait, who's that fucker that was recording? Where was he positioned? Where was he at?
Yeah. Where was he at? Who was he?
Yeah. Who was
the son of a bitch?
But, yeah, this is dude, if I had to be honest, I would say that there is a part of me that enjoys unconventional spaces when it comes to music.
Yeah.
I feel like interesting stuff happens from less traditional spaces. I mean, sure, like you go to an actual music venue and you're gonna have great sound and cool lighting and all that shit, but it's always like the weird spaces, and especially like a bookstore, yeah, of all places to have music. I'm like, I don't know what's gonna happen, but something interesting is gonna happen, and I have to be there. And I have to say, like, I enjoy these type of things probably as much, if not more so, than actual traditional venues.
Yeah, I'm just glad that we don't have to go all the way to fucking LA. All right, I'm just glad that it's local, close. We can get in, get out, come back, record an episode talking about it, and it'll be fun. I think we're going to have a good time either way, regardless. I think we're all, well, I mean, listen, we make good times wherever we go, but, you know.
I'm still trying to figure out whether, nah, I'm not going to introduce myself. I was going to say, I would, but, nah, this is going to be way more fun, because then we're going to post the, we'll post the set online, and then
keep them guessing.
Yeah, keep them guessing. I think to fuck with them that way.
Yeah. But you know what you should do? You should constantly move around while you're fucking doing it just so they don't. But then that's the other thing. How many other motherfuckers are going to be there recording this shit?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I expect at least a handful of people that are going to show up, probably like amateur videographers or maybe somebody they paid directly with their fucking Canon Rebel, whatever series. you know what kills me, man? Is no, like. Huh?
No, what kills you, Adam?
I'm not to say that I'm like, I'm in no position to critique, especially when it comes to video, especially because I'm not a professional videographer. But dude, I hate going on Instagram and seeing posts of artists, of people that captured video of like a set or something, whatever it might be, like a 30-second video or even like a full. People like zoom in and point the cameras in all fucking directions and they do everything but capture the band themselves. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, I try to keep them. Yes, I move the camera around, but I pan it like left to right. When things come into the picture or things move out.
Yeah,
I move like, and people are just like fucking zooming in and doing all kinds of crazy shit. I'm like, man. It's like the objective was to, I feel like it's a way to mask. Whoops. I feel like it's a way to mask how empty some, like sometimes like if a crowd isn't into it or there aren't that many people, you kind of help the band by cropping out what the actual audience is by zooming in, zooming out. Yeah. And then you also shake the camera to make it seem as though you're rubbing elbows with people.
Yeah.
I don't like that shit, dude. Like,
I don't either. It's distracting. Just fucking stand still.
Yeah, stand still. record the video, maybe, pan left to right. You could do that.
Slow.
Yeah, you know. Zoom in, zoom out, do all that shit, but keep it steady, man. Like, fuck my life. Watching some people's videos, it's like watching somebody hold a camera with Parkinson's, dude. It's like Michael J. Fox holding a camera, dude.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
So. Anyways, so we're going to be there checking out Clarion, and we'll see how it goes. So it'll be a fun time. You got anything else to add?
No.
Anyways, all right. Well, go buy your tickets. Go buy your tickets to see Clarion at the DBZ.
Whatever the fuck it's called.
DBZ
bookstore.
Fucking Dragon Ball Z bookstore. All right. Let's just fucking call it that. They got the Dragon Ball on there and everything.
It's going to be where there's a massive fucking line on 6th Street in Corona.
Oh, a massive fucking line. Wait a minute. How early do we got to get there, you think?
I don't know. I don't know.
Adam doesn't know. Oh, God. He doesn't fucking know. Well, we got a few days to figure it out, so I guess we'll find out. Anyways. Well,
I figured we should get there early, so maybe by Thursday night, we just park outside.
Just wait.
like a midnight release.
Right? Let's just go into the bookstore and just wait until let's just stay in the back until they close, and then we'll just sneak to the back where the thing's at.
Or we could just do the midnight release line, just park out, we'll bring out lawn chairs.
We'll just bring a tent.
Yeah.
We'll sit outside. I'll bring a barbecue and we'll fucking barbecue shit.
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right. Well, I guess that'll end this episode. So, anyway, stay tuned for this was the prologue. So stay tuned for the Clarion show review proper coming this Friday/Saturday. You'll hear it first here. And with that, I guess go fuck yourselves.